Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hello and welcome to the Movie Up Show. Juicy, what is the Disney film sing-along for today?
Well, last week it was Lady and the Tramp, but now this week is Sleeping Beauty.
That sounds great. Josh, what food, gorgeous food do you have for us today?
Today, I'm going to be making chocolate cola cake.
Also, our Movie Up discussion will be talking about National Seat Month. Come on then, let's get started.
Hello, this is Josie Shores and this is Walt Disney Sing-Along. This is a timeline of Walt Disney films. I'll be picking my favourite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you too.
Which film have you chosen this week, Josie?
This week is another beautiful princess film, Sleeping Beauty. It was released in 1955.
And tell us about the film.
This is about the beautiful Princess Aurora, who has been raised on three kind fairies, because by the time she's 16, the curse between her and the wicked fairy, Maleficent, will be begun. She'll prick her finger and she'll fall asleep, but the only hope for her is the handsome Prince Charming to wake her up by true love's first kiss.
And which songs are in this film?
Well, number one is Hail to the Princess Aurora, because it's to celebrate the birth of the child. Number two is Scumps. It's about the king's drinking as they celebrate. Number three is Wooden Symphony, which is only instrumental, but I believe it's about where the three fairies prepare a surprise gift for Aurora. Number four is Bluebird, the most beautiful one ever. Even you can hear humming, but you have to imagine of Bluebird singing.
And which song are you going to sing for us today, Josie?
Number five, which is my favourite one, Once Upon a Dream. But first, I shall explain to you. The way you hear it, it's not only like dreaming, it's like floating in midair, which I prefer that one the most. And now I shall sing it to you straight away.
Take it away, Josie.
I know you, I woke you with once upon a dream. I know you, the gleam in your eye is so familiar gleam. And I know it's true, the passions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, I know what you do. You love me at once the way you did once upon a dream.
Bravo!
Yes, thank you both. This has been Josie's Shows for Disney Sing Along. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me next week.
Josh, and this week's recipe is chocolate cola cake. You will need 350 grams of self-raising flour, 300 grams of golden caster sugar, 3 heaped tablespoons of cocoa, a generous pinch of bicarbonate of soda, 250 grams of butter, 250 milliliters of cola, 125 milliliters of milk, 2 eggs beaten, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. The topping, you need 100 grams of butter, 2 tablespoons of cola drink, 2 tablespoons of cocoa, and 200 grams of icing sugar.
So what you're going to do with your cola, actually there's a lot of cola in this recipe, and the rest of the ingredients.
You need to heat the oven to 180 degrees centigrade, or if you're using gas oven, gas mark 4. Sift the flour, sugar, cocoa and bicarbonate of soda into a bowl. Melt the butter and cola drink gently in the pan, then add to the dry ingredients. Mix together with milk, eggs and vanilla. Mix gently but thoroughly into a buttered loose case cake tin. Bake for about 40 minutes or until a skewer inserted into the centre of the cake comes out clean. Remove from the oven and leave for about 15 minutes while you make the topping. Put the butter, cola drink and cocoa into a pan and melt slowly. Bring the mixture to the boil, then pour into the icing sugar. Beat until smooth and pour over the cake while still warm. Cool the cake in the tin.
I've actually heard adding cola to this chocolate cake makes it incredibly moist, almost impossible to stop eating. Oh dear.
You've been listening to Joshua's Recipe of the Week.
I am Chaz, and I've got with me...
Jack.
So, Jack, what console are you on?
I'm on PC.
Oh, wow, I'm on the Xbox. And it's also PS's as well, and it's included, and it's 18 as well. So, parents, please be safe when you're watching your kids playing on it, because, you know, there's blood and guts everywhere, not being funny. So, what do you like about Skyrim, Jack?
I like that you can actually just explore the land and go where you want.
So, what are you like? Are you half human, half lizard, full human, half wolf?
I'll kind of go with full human.
Oh, no. You have to go with the lizard guy, dude. More strength. Are you heavyweight armored or lightweight armored?
Light armored.
Why, man? It's all about the heaviness, man. More damage, man.
Well, I actually would get heavy armor if I could, and if I actually end up in big group or little enemies.
Yeah, see, I go around, yeah. If it's just me on my wands, I'm going around with the lightest armor ever. And next minute, I've got to run so flipping far down the road because someone's chasing me. I can't do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But on this, you can be mages, you can be full heavyweight, lightweight, a thief, archer, or you combine the two together. I'm a lizard, I'm half mage and half archer and a little bit of thief, because you can put that archer and thief to combine together. Technically you can. So Jack, what are you altogether?
The companions, Dark Brotherhood, Peace Guild, and Mage College, and the Dog Guard.
Oh, I'm only on the companions and the vampires, man. Why are you the vampire hunter? I'd be like running so fast, you wouldn't even catch me.
Well, I actually enjoy using the crossbows.
Ah, so definitely, I'm screwed either way, because I'm not being funny. He's got that little silver of that tip on the arrow, and I'm gone. Have you ever played it on the Xbox?
No, I play on PC, I'm really good at keyboard.
Oh, we have to do a battle one day, yeah? Keyboard versus controllers, yeah?
What, is that a thing?
Yes, you can connect your Xbox controllers or your PC controllers to any other console. You only have to use a USB wire, and it's done and dusted, mate.
Oh, okay.
So one day, me and you have to do that against each other, yeah?
Okay, if that's possible.
Yeah. Who wins, I'll have to buy the beers in. So, I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jack.
We're out of here, so bada bing, bada boom.
See you later.
March is National Bed Month, so we thought we'd talk about our favourite pastime, sleep. So how many hours of sleep do you think you get each night?
Well, because I go to bed at 10, I have 8 hours sleep and get up at 6 or 7.30 in the morning.
Well, I have about 9 hours sleep.
I have 5 hours sleep. Please don't have a go at me.
We're not judging anybody on the amount of sleep, because we're all different and we all need different amounts of sleep. I get about 6.5 hours. What about you, Sherry?
I get about 7 hours. And Josh?
I get about 9 hours of sleep. We found out some facts about sleep.
Tiredness peaks twice a day at 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. No wonder you're less alert after lunch.
Don't focus on how much sleep you're getting. It's quality, not quantity.
Did you know 50% of the population are sleepwalkers, but it is a myth that you should not wake them up?
Dysania is the state of finding it hard to get out of bed in the morning.
And that is good for most people. They can last between 15 and 90 minutes.
12% of people dream entirely in black and white.
Are you having trouble waking up on Monday mornings? Because playing the social jet lag from your altered weekend sleeping schedule.
A giraffe only needs 2 hours sleep per day, but a brown bat needs nearly 20.
About half of the adults will automatically yawn when they see someone else yawn. This is called controlled yawning.
I've got to try not to yawn now. But within 5 minutes of waking up, 50% of your dream is forgotten. And after another 5 minutes, 90% is gone.
A nap can improve your brain function, ranging from memory, focus, and creativity.
Those born blind experience dreams involving things such as emotion, sound, and smell, rather than sight.
Night night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
We really enjoyed the show. I hope you did as well. Josie, which film will you be featuring next week?
Well, after talking about Sleeping Beauty, next week I'll be talking about bed knobs and broomsticks.
And Josh, what recipe will be wrapping up next week?
Next week I'll be doing a recipe suitable for Lent.
And Chaz, what game will we be talking about next week?
Well, next week I will be talking about Destiny.
This is the Moving Up Show, part of the 4P Project on Vectis Radio and the Alibi College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.
Oh yeah!